So what do you do when you feel like you're making all the effort, but you're not getting the results that you want? This is something that comes up, at least a few times a week in my one-on-one clinical practice. People feel like they're doing the work, but they're not seeing the outcomes that they want. So I'm going to break it down in this episode, what needs to happen when it feels like the effort isn't connecting with the outcome that you want. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy. So, what is going on over here? Things are good. I can't complain. It's snowing. Every week we're getting like a big dump of snow. I don't really mind snow. I kind of, I look forward to cross-country skiing, so I like to have some snow to do that. Not really a fan of the freezing rain when that happens, but just kind of like every week we're getting a nice little dump of snow. It hasn't been that cold. It's been unseasonably warm, which explains why we have more snowfall. So, it is what it is, and we'll see spring soon enough. So I hope that you're getting out and getting active. I've started to do a quick 10-minute, 15-minute max walk at lunch just to get in the sunshine and get myself reset for the afternoon. And I really find just giving that dose of sun is a great way to kind of reset me and re-energize me for my afternoon. So exercise, it doesn't have to be a big burst all the time. We can fit it into the little pockets of time. And if you're a single full-time working mama like me, you'll know that, using our pockets of time in a way that supports us is really key. And it's really key to getting through the day. So in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I see often in clients. They feel like they're putting in all this effort and then they're not getting the results they want. And it doesn't mean, I'm not talking just about weight loss. I have lots of clients that come to me that want to, feel better, not necessarily lose weight, that want to increase their activity, keep their mobility. As we age, you want to make sure that we're staying active so we can keep active, get better energy, and, improve blood lipids or cholesterol or blood sugar and things like that. So what happens when they come back and they haven't achieved the outcome? Number one, I'm always going to remind you not to make yourself wrong. If you've made effort and you've made changes and it hasn't gotten you where do you want to be, then we need to work through what needs to change for you to get there. But it never, ever, ever means you're wrong if you're not hitting your target. Because there's so many different factors that come into behavioral change, right? It's not just tell you what to do and you go and do it. And I had that experience for a long time. I worked with the military and, I worked in correctional services with inmates. And then I worked with the military and it was like night and day, right? Like I could say whatever I wanted to the inmates and they weren't going to implement strategies for preventative health or whatnot. Some of them would, but very few. And then when I went to work with the military, I would just give them recommendations and they would implement them. And as I've progressed on in my career over the last 15, 17 years since I worked with the military primarily, you know, I've developed the understanding that people are human, right? Military, they're kind of used to doing like, this is what we do, this is what we get. And they're very like, you know, stuck into kind of the routines that they have to be in. That's part of the, you know, the culture, let's say. So that was nothing wrong with them hitting targets and always implementing everything. And we would see the outcomes that we wanted. We would see improved labs. We would see, you know, changes in weight if they needed to shift. We would see better energy for their workout if they had a small snack before they went, you know, to early physical activity in the morning. So we would see the outcome. But as humans, we are complex individuals, right? We're just not able to spend our whole day focused on our health, unfortunately, right? We have to work, we have to navigate relationships, our work life, our kids, whatever. We have to navigate life. And life is far more than our health, right? We need to have passion, we need to have hobbies, we need to have joy, we need to have fun, we need to have play. There's so many different facets that make us who we are. And health and food and exercise, that's just one part of that, right? Okay, and I'm not saying the health isn't important. If you're anyone that's living with a chronic condition or you have experienced, you know, medical situations where you haven't had your health, yeah, no, health, like life, we need to have our health, exactly. But what I'm saying is we have, you know, we're unique individuals living in a world where life happens and things change, right? So that's what I meant by that statement. So what happens when someone comes back to their session with me and things haven't gone as they've wanted, okay? Quite often people will come in and feel frustrated. They feel like they've done all the things that needed to happen for them to get that outcome. So number one, never make yourself wrong. And I remind my clients all the time, they are not wrong. I recognize their effort and I give them that feedback or I mirror them back to them. Like, you've really made a big effort, or you live with this every day. Like, that must be hard, right? So give yourself that grace that like you're living and you're doing lots of other things. And sometimes goals change, or we need to reevaluate whether that goal needs to go on the back burner for now, or whether that goal is actually attainable. So a common goal that clients might come to work with me on is weight loss. And if you're following my podcasts and you've been listening to the Intuitive Eating series, you'll know that having a goal of weight loss is kind of like a dead end. You know, they want to feel better. They want to feel more confident in their body. They want to have more energy. And a lot of the time, based on what society and medical professionals tell us, we think that being in a smaller body is going to give us those things. We don't have to be in a smaller body to have all of those things. So if someone comes in, they want to have weight loss and they don't achieve it, maybe we need to revisit the goal. Maybe the goal needs to really dig down, like, why do you want that? So, you know, if you are in the realm of manifesting, or if you listen to any manifesting kind of things like Abraham Hicks and stuff, you'll know at the end of the day, we all want to have a feeling, right? And if you're in the online business space, at the end of the day, most of us want our online business to take off so we can have freedom, right? So we're all looking for a feeling or the freedom to really enjoy life. And maybe having a goal of weight loss lets people not enjoy life or not have that freedom, right? Or maybe they're actually under fueling. That's quite common in the clients that I work with. They're either not eating enough or they're exercising too much, or genetic predisposition. Like, there's so many other factors. I've talked about it in an episode recently, you know, why diets don't work or why you're not losing weight. I can't remember what I called it. But how do you know the environment that your mom was in during her pregnancy? And, you know, if there was more stress there, that puts you at a higher risk to have obesity as an adult. So again, maybe that goal's not working. But maybe your goal is around mobility or activity, because you want to stay active and you want to be able to keep doing things with your kids and enjoying life. So if that's your goal, and maybe you're going to use a fitness class or a gym as a way to achieve the goal, maybe you've set the goal that you're going to go for a walk 3 days a week between the hours of 2 and 3 p.m. before you pick up your kids, okay? And then you come back to me and you don't achieve the goal. Number one, don't make yourself wrong. I had that happen this week with a client, and they couldn't achieve their goal because one of their kids is barely sleeping. So they're barely sleeping. So sometimes they're going to choose to take that last hour before, you know, family life returns from school, and they're going to rest. And we had to have a conversation about that, where I had to have her give herself permission to rest. And, you know, she had this narrative going on that, well, she wasn't doing well enough to achieve her goal. But maybe we needed to change the goal. So we talked about changing it to, you know, going outside for 10 minutes a day and starting with that. If we start moving, that gives us more energy. And that's why I've started to do this, like 10, 15 minute walk at lunch. It's not a long, you know, commitment, but it's just enough to get me energized to keep going in the afternoon. So sometimes we need to change our goal or revisit whether that goal is really achievable at this point based on what else is happening, right? Some people, their goal might just be to eat consistently. And maybe they didn't achieve that because they didn't have any tools or they weren't using the tools to help them achieve that. So maybe a tool they might implement is start by setting an alarm. I finished eating, set an alarm for 3 hours, and then in 3 hours, I feed myself again. And at the beginning of working with someone to heal their relationship with their body and food and actually feel hunger and fullness cues and not be stuck in stress all the time, that might be where we start. We just start, I want you to eat something every 3 hours. And then when they come back, we'll build on what that food could look like and how we can get them feeling their best, right? But at the beginning, it doesn't even matter. Quite often, it doesn't even matter what we're eating. It's the consistency of when we're eating that's going to help with that energy piece. Another time people will come back, you know, maybe they didn't reach their goals with their blood work. And then we revisit, you know, what are all the factors that are affecting that blood work? Number one, were you losing weight when you had your blood work drawn? Because sometimes if you're in a rapid weight loss, which isn't ideal, not something that I would encourage, but we'll see more fatty acids in the blood. So sometimes we'll see the cholesterol levels elevated. Or, you know, maybe you had a super stressful, like, last few months, you had deaths in your family, you were off work, you had all these things. So maybe that led to more emotional eating. And that means that your blood sugar average is higher than we want it to be. And that's okay. So what can we do now to help you get to a place where it's more consistent and we can work to get it down? But it's never about making yourself wrong. It's about acknowledging what happened or what didn't happen, making that okay, and then seeing based on where we are right now, what can we do? And sometimes it's as simple as starting to hydrate better, you know, starting to focus on getting 2.5 to 3 liters of fluid in your body every day. That helps with the stress response in the body, reduces the cortisol response. That helps with energy and focus and concentration. Maybe that's the place to start. And then once we get that one habit under our belt and we feel like we're doing that really consistently, we're like, yeah, I'm knocking out that water goal every day. Then we move on to something else, right? It's about healthy habits. It doesn't have to be about an ultimate outcome. But we get that kind of health halo effect, right? We start doing one thing well, and then we expand and we continue to do other things well. And we feel good. And then we, you know, our body gets the feedback that we respect it, we're taking care of it. Like, everything kind of snowballs in that healthy fashion, right? So if that speaks to you and you need some help with you know, how to keep track of things or what kind of things you should track, go to the show notes. I'm going to put the link for my Healthy Habits Tracker in there. The Healthy Habits Tracker is really a tool for you to use to see what you were already doing to support yourself. And then once you start to notice that and you start to check off all those things that you're already doing well, then you can build on to those healthy habits. But I developed it to use with clients that were always like telling themselves they weren't doing enough. And we took a look and we were like, look at all these things that you do every day. Like, you're doing amazing. You're doing so many things to support your body. And that was just a visual tool for them to give themselves feedback. So I'll put that in the show notes. Go and grab it if that speaks to you. But if you feel like you're doing everything right and you're not getting the results you want, that's so frustrating. And I've been there. I hear you. And that's where you can get my one-on-one support. You can hop on a free joyful eating call, 20 minutes. We'll pinpoint that one thing that you need to shift right now to start get everything in line for whatever goal that you have. So yesterday I was on a free call with someone. You know, they're binge eating, they're not eating. A lot of things were coming up, but the first thing that we needed to deal with was hydration and constipation. If you're constipated, you're not going to feel like eating. And if you're not hydrated, that's just going to add to that. And that's going to add to that stress response. There's so many things that compound. And that's why having access to have individualized support is key. That's why even in my expansion high touch group coaching program, where you're in a group container, you also have access to me 2 full days a month to ask any question that you want and get support with anything outside of, you know, if it's a medical condition and you feel like it doesn't belong in the intuitive eating, the emotional eating group space that we have, bring it to the Voxer. And we've got a whole day to go through and back and forth and flesh things out. And then you've got another day later in the month. And that's where I find clients get the best outcomes, when they feel like they have this support and it's always available to them. So if that speaks to you, again, book a free joyful eating call. We can talk about expansion and what that looks like. But I want you to remember, don't make yourselves wrong. If you feel like you're doing everything right and you're not achieving the outcomes that you want, then it's time to go back to the beginning and see, maybe that outcome is reasonable. Maybe your life changed, so we need to adjust that outcome. Maybe, you know, you just need to have someone like myself kind of mirror things back to you. And it's quite often with my clients as well, I'll ask a lot of questions. That's one of my superpowers, by the way. I love to ask questions. And sometimes it might seem like a weird question, but quite often, at least on every call, I hear someone reflect back to me, that's a really good question. And then once they have to answer it and they're talking out loud, then they start to hear themselves and they're like, oh, you know, I never thought about it that way. Or, oh, I never realized that I do that. So that's the magic that happens in the group program, happens on the free joyful eating calls. So if you're not getting to the outcome that you feel like you should be at, hop on a free call and I'll help you figure out what needs to shift to get you there, or maybe if you need to have a different goal or a different outcome. All right, I hope that speaks to you and I hope you guys are well. As usual, if you found this helpful, please let me know. Share it on Instagram stories. Tag me. Let me know that you're listening. I can see that the listenership has increased. It's increased by about 400% in the last few months. So I'm so happy about that. So happy that I can help more people. And if you know someone that would benefit from some of these conversations, feel free to share with them as well. I hope you guys are wonderful and I'll talk to you again soon. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.